Portions of this program may be pre-recorded.
Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood is brought to you by First Conservative Baptist Church. Now let's get back to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about today racing towards Sodom. And we started the broadcast off with giving you blurbs from several articles about Senate Bill 145 that's just been passed in the state of California that gives the pedophiles, the perverts, the sodomites in the state of California the legal right to have sexual relationship with a child as young as 8 years old. And yet those that have challenged that. You can go online and it's being now challenged, and Snoops or whatever you want to call it says that that's not what the bill does. It simply makes it so that a person, if that's their only offense, that they'll not be charged with put on the sexual registry. And that's simply not true. That is not what the bill does. The bill is a staring, glaring authorization of the sodomites in the state of California through the push of the LGBTQ agenda to make it legal with so-called child consent to be able to have sexual relationship with an adult. It is a stench in the nostrils of God. And that's taking place in California, ladies and gentlemen. And as I said earlier, in the state of California, where churches are still shut down, where churches are closed, where churches are being persecuted and prosecuted and fined simply for preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ, in that same state, now they have legalized sodomite lifestyle being perpetrated upon children, sons and daughters, grandkids of the grandparents in the state of California. And ladies and gentlemen, whatever takes place in California, it will not be long before that is a movement, if not already under the radar being pushed today in other states across America. And at the same time in the state of California, while the fires are raging, looks like they would say God is speaking, God is saying something, but no, they're still pushing toward anything that's antithetical to biblical truth. And where you can't have a Bible in the public school, you can't have a classroom where Jesus is taught, you can't have a classroom, as our previous caller said, where a Christian teacher can even speak the name of Jesus in the classroom without opposition from a student that says you can't say that here. In the same state, they're now prosecuting and persecuting churches. Ladies and gentlemen, here's an article that says $52,750 in fines for going to church and $50,000 more fined each week. The article says the North Valley Baptist Church has been fined $52,750 in 9 days simply for having church services. An additional $50,000 is being fined on a weekly basis from the Santa Clara County as a result of the church continuing to be open. Pastor Tiberet, T-I-T-R-E-B-E-R, Treber, I believe that would be pronounced, explains the situation. We greatly appreciate the prayers and support from God's people across America. And one respondent to that says, I feel strongly about the topic. It's time to take this to the Supreme Court. I'm in total agreement with the pastor. Godspeed to you on your journey. Another one says, we're praying for the North Valley Baptist Church. They might have indoor services. Further, one says, that is true. We in the United States of America should have indoor services and not be forced outdoors. The church is the people of God, and it belongs to the Lord, not to the government. The government has no say-so with what goes on in the church. And they give the scripture reference, Mark 12:16, and they brought it. And he saith unto them, whose is the image of the superscription? They said unto him, it's Caesar, et cetera, et cetera. Ladies and gentlemen, we need to recognize that it's God's church. And yet we have pastors, as I've said so many times, hiding under the bed or hiding in the closet, unwilling to take a bold stand that says we're going to open our churches. Ladies and gentlemen, we're awash with immorality. We're washed with a state of the loss of morals and ethics and values. And it's a time, if at any other time, no other time in the nation's history, we need churches to be active and to be alert and to be alive and to stand on the gospel of Jesus Christ. It's now. If not now, when? And yet folks like Andy Stanley says he's going to keep his church closed until January, because after all, he says we need to obey the government and disavow anything that would be necessary to obey God. And that's not Andy Stanley's only problem. We said we got to come unhitched from the Old Testament. The Ten Commandments have no relevance to the Christians today. The resurrection has nothing to do with Easter, he says. And I could go on and on and on. That's Andy Stanley's lack of theological understanding of biblical truth. And as a result of that, he's going along with what the state says rather than what the Bible says. And we're finding that with pastor after pastor after pastor. I've said before on this broadcast, let me remind you again, if you're in a church where the pastor's still under the bed or in the closet, we'd love to have you come worship with us. Our church is open. The doors are open. And that's the way every church ought to be, ladies and gentlemen. There's some churches I might disagree with their theological persuasion, but I take a stand that we have the right, the privilege, based on our Constitution and in that our Bill of Rights, to have worship services without intervention from a governmental authority that says you can't. I said 3 or 4 months ago, when this first started with COVID-19, that every pastor across America needs to defy the government, say, we're going to stay open. And I simply said then and continue to say today, they don't have enough jail space to put us all in. It'd be an impossibility. Number one, they can't simply because of our Constitution, even though there's the threat from the little wannabe tyrant dictator governors and mayors that want to continue down that road that's destroying the church of the Lord Jesus Christ today. Ladies and gentlemen, it's egregious that we find that taking place. Here's an article that says the pyrotechnics at gender reveal party is the cause of the massive California wildfires. Did you know that? Did you know it's as a result of the LGBTQ sodomite agenda, and in that sodomite agenda, having a wild party for the coming out where they're revealing the sodomite lifestyle of those in the party, and they're having pyrotechnics in the backyard, and because of the dry tinder of the leaves and the foliage around them, it started the fire, and now they're massive, massive, thousands of acres burning as a result of it. This article says a pyrotechnic device that was used in a gender reveal party sparked a gigantic wildfire in California that has so far scorched thousands upon thousands of acres, a fire official said Monday morning. A smoke-generating pyrotechnic device used during the party at El Dorado Ranch Park sparked a gigantic El Dorado fire, according to the Cal, that's California, Fire San Bernardino Unit. The fire spread from the park to another area, burning through thousands upon thousands of acres in the process. The article further says the El Dorado fire is one of only one of 23 fires burning in the state. Additionally, Northern California is experiencing 33 active wildfires that have charred more than 140,000 acres. The gender reveal party celebration sparked other fires in the West also. Ladies and gentlemen, when you see, it's almost laughable. It's sad, but it's laughable to realize that the fires that they're experiencing in California for the a major portion is as a result of the sodomites setting the fire in their state. Again, could it be God saying that you can't do this without me judging California? Could it be that the dearth in the state of California in the summertime, and sometimes as it's going now with the months on end, months and months and months of wildfires burning without cessation, could it be that God is saying, I need your attention, look up, listen up, sit up, pay attention to me, that I'm God? Could it be that as a result of this that's taking place, it's a notice to the world and to America in particular that God is still on the throne, that God is still in charge, and that God's not going to allow this to continue to run rampantly? The previous caller wanted to know, what can we do? The answer to that question is we need to pray, seek God's face, turn from our wicked ways, repent of our sins, ask God to heal our land, because our land today needs healing as never before. And when we see the demoralization, the destruction, and the denominational embracing, hear me, the denominational embracing of the LGBTQ agenda, even people like Dr. J.D. Greer, the president of the Southern Baptist Convention, says boldly that the churches need to open its doors to the LGBTQ community and embrace them and love them. Ladies and gentlemen, we need to love everybody. But it doesn't mean that we embrace their sodomite lifestyle. It doesn't mean that they can come into the church and become active members of the local New Testament church. That's antithetical to anything that's called the written, revealed, inspired, infallible, inerrant word of God. You put two sodomites in a church and turn them loose, and before you know it, every child in that church is going to be molested, and there will be major, major destruction, and the churches then will then be closed as a result of it. If you don't believe that's the case, just look at the history of the Boy Scouts. The Boy Scouts of America were pushed and prodded and sued by the ACLU because they would not put the sodomite scout masters in position. The LGBTQ pushed until they got the courts to rule that the Boy Scouts had to put the sodomite Boy Scout scout masters in place. They did. That's been 10, 15 years ago. And as a result of that, there's been hundreds and hundreds, and may I, at the risk of redundancy, say hundreds of boys that have been molested and their lives destroyed as a result of the suits, as a result of those actions. Now the Boy Scouts of America have filed bankruptcy because they cannot afford to pay the fines and the cost of the court and the fines to the parents of those kids that their lives have been ruined. Yes, we're talking about today racing towards Sodom. No longer are we looking at it as a little trickle. It's not just a little foot race anymore. It is a major speeding forward with the undermining, the tearing down, and destroying of our nation based on the sodomite lifestyle and agenda that's being pushed across our nation today. This new law is nothing less than open season on our nation's children. How can any enlightened society simply sacrifice our children on the altar of sin-soaked carnality? And yet that's what we're doing. Some states, in fact, state after state after state, they're passing new laws today that will force the nation's educational system, ladies and gentlemen, to embrace the sodomite agenda under the pretense of sex education. Here's an article that says, LGBTQ programs, curriculum and support. And it goes on to talk about the agenda for the LGBTQ in our school system. One of the subheadings, K-5 gender book kits. In response to the students' need, the district is introducing supplementary classroom materials that focus on age-appropriate concepts of gender and gender identity. The K-5 gender book kit will be rolled out about a dozen schools before being made available to the kindergarten teachers K-5 and up in the state in Seattle. The books and lessons were developed by the district's lead task force of community members, parents, and educators in response to the state's adoption of the, quote, new health educational standards. These standards introduced at the elementary level, school level concepts such as gender, gender identity, gender roles, gender expression, and other gender role models. The article further says classroom conversations have already been happening organically, as most of our schools have students who identify as transgender or as gender nonconforming, rather than put educators in the position of finding materials to answer these students' questions. The district led to the work to provide standards-based appropriate age group material for the LGBTQ lifestyle. Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about racing toward Sodom. And that's where we are in our nation today, and it's being promulgated primarily through our educational system. And state after state after state, where there are more and more of the legislators that are in-your-face open sodomites, hear me, where we have lowered the standards so much, lowered the moral ethics and values requirements so much, that we're allowing the sodomites to take office in positions that never should be. There should never be that in our cities, in our states, where that happens. And ladies and gentlemen, if we were to be obedient to the mandate in the scripture in relationship to what God's word says for placing people in office, that wouldn't happen. Because in Exodus chapter 18 and verse 21, the scripture gives us the election guide for what kind of people we put in office. The scripture says, moreover, thou shalt provide out of all the people able men, such as fear God, men of truth, hating covetousness, and place such over them to be rulers over thousands and rulers over hundreds and rulers over fifties and rulers over ten. Ladies and gentlemen, the scripture is very clear, such as fear God. It speaks of reverence to God, the recognition of God, the recognition of God's governing of our nations around the globe, the recognition that God is on the throne, a respect for God. But ladies and gentlemen, because we have so demoralized America, because we've so desensitized our nation, because we have so embraced the sodomite lifestyle and other agendas that we don't recognize morals and ethics and values anymore. And so if a person runs for office, we think, well, we're going to select the better of the two evils, and we ought not to vote for men that have morals of an alley cat. We ought not to vote for men and put them in office if they do not honor God and reverence God and respect God. Here's an article that says the LGBTQ education is now mandatory, hear me, is now mandatory in New Jersey schools. Here's how the teachers are preparing, and it goes on with a link, the article. But it starts out, says educators in her public school district and 11 others in New Jersey are now testing a pilot curriculum to include instructions about the contribution of gays, lesbians, homosexuals, bisexuals, and transsexuals in the classroom. Governor Phil Murphy signed a law last year requiring New Jersey public schools to include all of the LGBTQ regulated instructions in lesson plans for middle and high schoolers statewide. The mandate takes effect for the 2021 school year. That's in effect as I speak. It's called the Garden State Equality, an advocacy group. By the way, the Garden State Equality, it's part of the Equality Jacksonville, Equality Florida, Equality New Jersey, et cetera, et cetera. It's out of the LGBTQ umbrella agenda. It's what brings about the human rights ordinances in state after state and city after city. I call it the human reprobate ordinance because the scripture says in Romans chapter 1, verse 24 through verse 32, that God has turned them over to a reprobate mind. And we find the reprobates in charge today of our educational system, and we find those that are true educators that are simply tolerating it because in many cases they need a job. I've said for any educator that, especially a Christian educator, find you another job to do or get out of the educational business or go to work in a Christian school at half the pay, but you're honoring God in doing so. Most are looking at it from the paycheck standpoint, not looking at it as a ministry for the gospel of Jesus Christ. If you're a Christian educator and you're teaching in a public school setting where you cannot teach the Bible, you cannot teach morals, you cannot teach ethics, you cannot teach values, and you're forced to teach the garbage that the State Board of Education and the U.S. Department of Education insist that you teach, find your job in a public school. Yes, the pay will be one half to one quarter to one half the amount, but it will be a ministry for the gospel. This article further says the Family Policy Alliance of New Jersey said it's 7,000 signatures on a petition opposing the instruction. Other opponents have asked to opt out their children from the mandate, but the law doesn't allow the parents to opt out in New Jersey, this article says. In many ways, this instruction will directly challenge biblical teaching on homosexuality and what parents choose to teach their children at home. The Alliance posted on its website, "The radical left sexual indoctrination should not be forced upon our children in the state of New Jersey." The article further says the New Jersey joins California, Colorado, and Illinois in requiring public schools to teach lesbianism, gays, bisexual, transsexual, homosexual history in their battle for civil rights. The law requires schools to include instruction and textbook material that accurately portray their political, economic, and social contributions. In addition to teaching about LGBTQ community, New Jersey schools also will teach about similar contributions from people with other disabilities, end quote. Ladies and gentlemen, there's a major, major, major problem in America today, and it's promulgated out of our school system. It is absolutely destroying the lives, the morals, and the values of our future generation of leadership in America. Here's an article that says, teaching LGBTQ history. New law calls for the curriculum's inclusion. As of July the 1st, marks the first day of public schools in Illinois, are required to teach gay, lesbian, homosexual, bisexual, and transsexual history in its lessons. Knowing as the inclusion curriculum is the law, and only five such laws across the country were signed by Governor J.B. Pritzker. J.B. Pritzker is the one that hates churches. He's the one that wants to make sure that churches remain closed. He's the one that wants to make sure that exercise gyms stay closed, and he is forcing that on the citizens with his unconstitutional, illegal enforcement of his executive orders. Ladies and gentlemen, we need to understand that this is taking place on a rampant basis across America today, and we need to stand up, speak up, be heard, and be seen. Here's an article that says six crazy school district response to parents mad about LGBTQ indoctrination of preschoolers. And Illinois school district leaders heard from parents upset about their children being taught the LGBTQ sex education in the classrooms. Last week, I wrote at a suburban Chicago school district October 7th through the 11th, the week of LGBTQ curriculum, as an example of what the state legislature has required at all of the Illinois public schools starting July of 2020. The article further says the district administrators and school board heard from several dozens of parents after their children started coming home talking about what they were learning and about sex in school. These officials responded with condescending, inaccurate, embarrassing, challenging, and defaming response to the parents. And then it goes on to talk about the sex education. The education is not sex education. Stacey Bradley stated, there's nothing in the district's LGBTQ curriculum that overlaps with sexual education that would require any form to opt out of the requirements. And it goes on, this is just a parent's attempt to bypass a state law that obviously applies. When Christians do this with much more legitimacy by things like trying to have the Bible taught in the religious world history, the left loses its ever-loving mind. That's because their rule is you follow the law we make for you, whether you like it or not, and we're going to enforce it upon you and your children, end quote. Ladies and gentlemen, we need to understand the scripture says, lo, children are heritage of the Lord, and fruit of the womb is his reward. As arrows are in the hand of a mighty man, so children are of their youth. Happy is the man that hath a quiver full of them. They should not be ashamed, but they shall speak with the enemies in the gates. Ladies and gentlemen, our children are heritage from the Lord. We need to recognize that, and we have that responsibility to do something about it, to protect them, to protect their morals and their values and their ethics. But ladies and gentlemen, we're even to the point in the state of America today, the United States of America today, where if anything has any scripture written on it, the schools are going to reject it, but they're going to receive and promulgate and push the LGBTQ sodomite agenda. Here's an article that says, schools cut Bible verses out of the planners donated by church. A local church donated 600 day planners to students at a middle school, hoping to encourage them ahead of the new school year. Two passages from Philippians and Jeremiah were on the back of the planner. Channel 9 learned that the school cut them out before giving the planners to the students. Parent Roger Hayes said he is in disbelief that the East Alexandria School District would cut up his daughter's planner in an effort to remove any reference to biblical scripture. Ladies and gentlemen, one of the problems that we have today, and it goes back to the answer, the question on one of our callers was, what can we do about it? We need to be teaching the Bible, teaching the Word of God. Here's an article that says 30% of U.S. evangelicals do not believe that Jesus Christ is God. The article says evangelicals are sadly drifting away from God's absolute standard of the Scripture. According to a preliminary release of the findings of the 2020 State of Theology, 52% of American adults believe that Jesus was simply a great teacher, but not God at all. And those identified as evangelicals, 30% agree that Jesus was merely a great teacher. Further in this article, it says, evangelicals are sadly drifting away from God's absolute standard in the Scripture. Ladies and gentlemen, if you have in your church where there's a mindset that all love is okay and so the sodomite lifestyle is okay, if you have in a denomination today where the push by the leadership is that we need to have social justice, we need to have Black Lives Matter, we need to have some kind of gobbledygook about accepting the LGBTQ, find another church. Find a church where the gospel of Jesus Christ is proclaimed without any fanfare, where the gospel of Jesus Christ is proclaimed without any fear of anything being said or done in relationship to the truth of God's word. Here's an article that says, liberals are sexualizing our children and grooming them to become pedophiles. It wasn't that long ago, just last year actually, when we were confronted with the idea of libraries of full drag queen and garish cartoon-type makeup, fake boobs rivaling Dolly Parton's, and the man body part strapped on, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. It goes on to get pretty clear. Liberal parents smiled with approval while the elementary age children as the progressive liberal parents smile while the approval of the conservative crowd gasping with horror. And it goes on to talk about how we have been desensitized. We started out just a few years back allowing the sodomites through the LGBTQ agenda to allow the pedophiles to come in and to be coming in as in our libraries and our schools as drag queens. And it's been okay, authorized in state after state after state, even here in the state of Florida, even here in Jacksonville. That's been done, ladies and gentlemen. And it's the LGBTQ agenda of grooming our sons and our daughters, toddlers at the age of two and up, that parents have been stupid enough, crazy enough, ignorant enough of the truth of the Word of God to take them to and think that it's all right. The article further says, grooming the pedophiles. Or would it really be grooming our children for pedophilia? I think that it is a better description of what is behind the liberal agenda regarding our children. Why else would we desensitize them to such freakish individuals if they were common among society, when clearly they are not? And these are the same liberals who chastise and make fun of us and call us conspiracy theorists, those of us who actually think that there's a huge child trafficking pedophilia organization preying on our innocent children. Abductions, rape, torture, murder of these innocent children's lives is increasing across the nation. Here's another article that says, sexualizing our children in government schools. And it talks about what we find taking place, and it is absolutely egregious. The article starts out, says, imagine you have a 10- or 11-year-old child just entering public school, middle school. How would you feel if, as a part of the class, ostensibly about the risk of sexually transmitted diseases, he and the classmates were given risk cards that graphically name a variety of solidarity and mutual sex acts, or if another lesson he was encouraged to disregard what you've told him about sex and to rely on what the teacher says in the healthcare class. Ladies and gentlemen, that's exactly what is taking place in our classrooms. Here's an article that is should be frightening to every parent. Students taught risky sex through startling body parts dice game. And literally, rather than reading the article, let me just summarize it for you. In the classroom of so-called sex education promulgated by the LGBTQ sodomite agenda, they have developed now dice, and on the dice, they have pictures, graphic pictures of different body parts, and the students roll the dice. A girl will roll the dice, a boy will roll the dice, and then the body parts. Those students have to stand before the class and explain to the classroom how those body parts can come together and how it's mutually beneficial for both the male and the female student in doing so. Ladies and gentlemen, we're watching the demoralization and the destruction of our nation. And we need to understand, ladies and gentlemen, that it is the parents' responsibility. The scripture says in Deuteronomy chapter 6, verse 6 and 7, these words which I command thee this day shall be in thine heart. Thou shalt teach them diligent to thy children. Thou shalt talk of them when thou sittest in thine house, and when thou walkest by the way, and when thou liest down, and when thou risest up. Ladies and gentlemen, it should be where our moms and dads are teaching our sons and daughters the truth of the Word of God and standing on it without any bowing or bending to what governmental authorities might say. Regardless of what the educational system says, we need to teach them and, if necessary, pull them out of the public school abyss and put them into a classroom at home, if nothing else, so that they can be taught. The scripture says very clearly, but whoso shall offend one of the least of the little ones, which believe in me, it were better for him to have a millstone cast about his neck and him cast into the sea. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for joining us today. Looking forward to meeting you next time on the air as once again we face the issues.
12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida. Located just 1 mile south of I-295. You are invited to worship with them 9:30 a.m. Sunday for Bible study, 10:45 a.m. Sunday morning worship service, 7 p.m. Sunday evening worship service, or 7 p.m. Wednesday fellowship meal Bible study, prayer, Bible Q&A, and updates on issues facing our city, state, and country. Tune in again for another Let's Face the Issues broadcast. Also tune in this same station Saturday mornings at 9 for expository Bible preaching by Dr. Youngblood. Remember, a rebroadcast of this program can be heard every evening, 9 p.m. on 100.3 FM. Tune in and invite others to listen.